T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider. He's been with us on the lead up to the draft since going back to February. And he was on with us yesterday. And we got into this conversation about multiple people have now turned the tide and said the Browns shouldn't, ever since the Jerry Jeudy trade, they shouldn't draft a wide receiver at 54. We asked Stink that, and here's what he had to say.
I look at the wide receiver position, and I know we've been duped into believing that wide receivers are the reason football teams win. And it has, you know, to me, it has very little to do with it. In an organization or in a league that is a dependent league, you know, 10 guys have to do their job exceptionally well for a wide receiver to sniff a football. And so I don't understand why we've put so much value on the position other than, I mean, I understand that, you know, the league is about throwing the football and all the rules are bent toward throwing the football. But I'm a big line of scrimmage guy, obviously. Offensive lines, defensive lines, run the football, do those things to take the pressure off your quarterback, to take the pressure off the passing game. And the last guy to win a Super Bowl that led the league in receiving, that led the league in yardage, that led the league in, you know, touchdowns, whatever, was Cooper Kupp. The guy who did it before that was in 1988, it was Jerry Rice. So, you know, we sit there and make a big deal out of, you know, the wide receiver position, and I frankly think it's a bit overvalued. And we've seen, you know, what happened in Kansas City. They've won back-to-back Super Bowls, and they've gotten decimated in their wide receiver room. Guess what? They've got a quarterback that can make it happen. They adjusted with their tight end in the middle of the football field. They ran the ball a lot better, and they still were able to win a championship with no wide receiver other than Rashee Rice really making many plays for them.
So I have my own thoughts on what he said, as in kind of extrapolating that for the Browns at 54. What did you think of his take on the idea of drafting a wide receiver with the 54th pick, your first pick this year?
Makes a lot of sense. You know, you bring up the Cooper Kupps. I mean, he brings up Jerry Rice. Obviously, that's a long time ago. But, you know, I do think that you can find receivers that can be awesome in the later rounds. You know, the problem is, you know, for the Browns, the last couple of picks you've taken at wide receiver have been mid-round picks. You know, David Bell was a third-round pick. You got Tillman was a third-round pick last year. And is there another one?
Did you say David Bell?
David Bell, yeah.
Anthony Schwartz, third-round.
So, I mean, they haven't had great success taking receivers in the middle. Great success.
I heard it. And I just started smirking.
You gave me the salt and vinegar eyes on that one. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. But, I mean, I get where he's coming from. But I do think that you still can get better talent, per se, in the first and second round. But you still don't know. Like, Cooper Kupp was a second-round pick, right?
I actually think he was a third-round pick. I could be wrong on that.
Want to bet a burger?
No, I will not bet a burger on that unless I win.
I thought it was like in the 50s.
Tell me next. Third round pick. You owe me a burger.
You didn't bet.
You offered it up, and I said, not unless I'm right, at which point I said I was right. So that was basically a committal to the bet.
You're a basic B.
I am a basic B. Here's the thing. I think Mark is spot on with roster building. Like, I and listen, the Guardians have done a – the Guardians, wrong team. the Browns have done a good job, in my opinion, of throwing a lot of assets at the wide receiver spot without overspending. Meaning, yeah, they haven't spent one first rounder on one wide receiver, but they've spent multiple third rounders, I think a fifth rounder, a sixth rounder. And even though those haven't hit, you only really need one to hit to get your money's worth. So, like, I don't have a problem with the flaw. I mean, even their top three receivers, Amari Cooper, pick swap. Jerry Jeudy, you got for basically a pick swap. Elijah Moore, you got for a pick swap. Like, that is a very conservative way of attacking the wide receiver room. There's only one reason, though, I would take a wide receiver at 54.
And
that is if you don't think Elijah Moore or Amari Cooper are going to be here next year. Because I know I hate to use the 54th pick on a future need, but, like, I'll be honest with you, your wide receiver room is set today. It's not set well, okay, math is hard, 9 months from now. If you know, hey, we just don't think it's prudent to re-sign Amari, we're going to let him play out his contract and we'll talk, you know, he's going to go into free agency and we got to replace him. And if you're at any way skeptical that you're going to re-sign Elijah, that's where it makes sense. And people will still say, well, then spend a third rounder, spend a fourth rounder. Well, at that point, that becomes probably your most pressing need if you think Amari Cooper and Elijah Moore aren't going to be here. That being said, I don't feel they need to. If the right guy, and listen, there's so many good wide receivers in this class, the right guy could fall. You know, Xavier Worthy out of Texas is a guy that people have said could be a top 20 pick. It's a guy that said could fall into the mid-40s.
The problem is, you know how this thing goes, man. Like, in the draft, I'm pretty sure he's the fastest wide receiver in this draft. Like, by far. Well, maybe not by far, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think people will draft the speed. You got Adunze, too, who's a high pick. Marvin Harrison. You got the other kid from LSU. What is
Neighbors.
Malik Neighbors. There's another kid from LSU, too, right? They have two receivers that are going to be
Brian Thomas Jr.
Brian Thomas Jr. Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of receivers, but you never know, because if those quarterbacks happen to go off the board early, who knows? I mean, maybe somebody trades into the first round for, you said maybe Michael Penix is a late first round pick. Who knows?
Well, like a guy like Troy Franklin. That's a dude that might get first round consideration in any draft that doesn't have, what is that, eight guys listed as top 32 prospects. Troy Franklin's a guy that's like 6'3 and is like a track star. That's the kind of thing. But even then, like, I guess my point is, like, I don't have a definitive, the Browns need to do ... or I'll be mad. But it really, there's a big part of this is just like, how does the board look? And also, what else do you do? Like, I don't think they're going to trade Greg Newsom, but that I think the best chance that it could happen is in between day one and day two. Because if you get through the first 32 picks and somebody with a top 10 pick in the second round says, well, all the interesting corners that I was going to take a run at are off the board. I don't want to force the pick. I'd rather use this pick to go get Greg Newsom. That's the way I think Greg Newsom gets traded.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you think it could happen?
Yes. But I don't...
Would it make you happy?
No, because I see the risk. And so, like, when we've talked about it, I've said, well, hey, if you can get value for him, you should do it. I still see the risk. Like, I would do it for a second-round pick and maybe a second and a fourth or something like that. I don't know he's going to get that value, but I would do it. I'd still be pretty nervous that he goes somewhere, or more importantly, that it dings your depth enough in the secondary that maybe a Cam Mitchell isn't ready, or maybe Khalif Halassi isn't ready to kind of be that, you know, the next man up if Denzel gets hurt or if MJ gets hurt. So, like, but I would do it mostly because I think wide receiver is a spot. Maybe Andrew doesn't want to cut his own players. I don't think you can ever take enough high stabs at getting a guy who could be the guy for the next decade. And that guy might fall to you in this year's draft. I think you really need to start considering the future of your offensive line, including left tackle, both guard spots, and maybe even center, given that Posick is, you know, it has played really well, but these last 2 years have been his best years in the NFL. Who knows if he's going to continue that? He's also getting a little older. Defensive line. I'll never be mad if the right edge rusher falls to them and they take him at 54. I'll never be mad if it's a Michael Hall Jr. Or if it's who's the kid they like out of LSU? Mason Smith. So, like, I would, because I don't think you're going to re-sign Greg. I'd be surprised if that happens at this point. But to how they address it, I don't know I can be that picky. Because I think this is one of the rare times. I think the Browns are in, like, the best possible scenario. You don't have to fill a today's hole in the draft. You don't have to do that. You can say, well, this wide receiver might not start today, but we think next year he'll be maybe our best player. Or, you know what? We got first-round value on this position that everyone's going to look at and say, you don't really need that. I mean, even linebacker. Like, would you trade Greg Newsome for the best linebacker in this draft? Off-ball linebacker, not like an edge rusher.
Yeah, I probably would.
So, like, that's another spot. I think if we had to say the most pressing spot of need, it probably would be a linebacker who can give you serious reps this year, right?
Yes.
Because they got Jordan Hicks, I think Jordan Hicks is a better football player than Anthony Walker Jr. is. But, like, you look to, it's JOK, it's Jordan Hicks, and, like, Taki Taki's gone. Jacob Phillips just signed with the Texans. You still got Tony Fields and Diabate. But, like, you could use another significant linebacker in the room. 216-474-0092. So Mark Schlereth was on here agreeing with Solomon Wilcots that the Cleveland Browns should not take a wide receiver at 54. Because I think I've been all over the board in this segment on it. I agree unless it's an absolute home run. Right? Unless it's a guy that for whatever reason is pushed down the draft board and you just can't say no. But it's got to be coupled with the fact if you're planning on having Elijah, Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper, and Cedric Tillman all here next year, you're starting to get to a point where you have so many resources in that room that, like, you might literally need two new starting guards next year. You might literally need another starting defensive tackle next year, given the fact you're piecemealing that spot beyond Dalvin Tomlinson. Jordan Hicks is 34. You might need a starting linebacker next year. So I'm okay with it to some degree, but it is in the rare degree.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.